Hey there, how is it going? Welcome back to a new episode. In today's episode, we are going to go over the best Facebook and Instagram ad strategy to actually target and attract high ticket clients for your business. So this episode is going to be perfect for you if you are a coach, a consultant, a service provider, and you are selling a high ticket product and you are looking to get more clients by using Facebook and Instagram ads. So I'm literally going to share with you what has allowed us to help our clients scale to multiple six figures per month, selling offer ranging anywhere from $3,000 all the way up to $36,000 using Facebook and Instagram ads alone. So these strategies work, they work beautifully if you go ahead and implement them, you know, consistently for your business. And so the very first ad strategy that you want, the very first targeting strategy that you want to think about, or the very first way of getting your ads in front of the right prospect, assuming that you are clear on your offer, your creative app, popping and all the other variables are in place. The first way which you can actually see and get in front of high ticket prospects is by thinking of lookalikes, right? Lookalike is a powerful way that you can leverage, the powerful audience that you can tap into to get in front of your best client. And so what we do here is we don't really go for any lookalike audience. We go from either 1% or 5% lookalike audience of our past high ticket client, right? So here we literally want to look at the value, a value-based type of lookalike creation, where we say, okay, how much have they bought in the past? Or what type of offer have they bought in the past? Because if you have had in the past, people that have bought, purchased your offer at a high price point, you can, and if that list is at least, you know, 300 people or at least 1,000 people, that's amazing. You can upload that list onto Facebook Ads Manager and create a lookalike audience of people that share the similar characteristic as those individuals. And that's really going to allow Facebook to supercharge its algorithm and show your ads to more people just like those previous clients. So it's a really powerful way. I like to go ahead with starting with 1% lookalike audience, that is how it performs, and all the way up to 5% lookalike audience, right? Because, you know, the harder sometimes, the less competition there is in terms of, you know, similarities, and the more likely you are to see results. So don't just restrict yourself to go with the 1%. Also think of expanding beyond just 1% lookalike audience. And so here, literally going to allow you, again, you want to look at people who have bought in the past and, you know, that are potential, because that's going to be your best bet when you first get started. Now, the second interest that you want to think about is the second strategy that you can implement to actually have the perfect audience seeing your ads, especially high ticket clients, is actually implementing what we call exclusion targeting. Now, with exclusion targeting, it's a little bit counterintuitive, because here you are literally asking to Facebook or IG, depending on if you're running ad of either on either those platforms, you're asking them to actually exclude your ads, not to show them to some specific audience, right? Here we want to exclude a lower demographic income, or we want to exclude any audience that has a lower propensity to purchase high ticket ad item, right? So if you say, okay, for instance, I know my offer is $10,000, or it's $5,000, or it's $3,000, and I know my competition or a low ticket offer that is in the same space as me, It might be coming from this brand. So you might literally exclude past purchases of a specific brand when you do your targeting, or you can exclude people that have shown interest in a particular brand if you know that those are low ticket items, or those are low ticket brands, right? Because this approach is going to allow you to focus your budget into reaching people that can actually afford your services. You can also exclude any freebie seekers, right? You can exclude people that are just, you know, downloading things and never taking action, because again, that's going to, I mean, excluding those targets is what's going to allow you to see the best result from your ads. The third thing in which you are going to, because, and the reason why exclusion targeting is really powerful is comes from the fact that most people, when they think of running ads, they think, okay, how can I put my offer in front of the right people, right? But I don't really think, okay, how do I even make sure that right off the bat, even if I go for a broad targeting, how do I make sure that my ads are not seen by unqualified prospects, which is what you want to ask yourself. And exclusion targeting is the way to get there. The third way in which you can get your ads seen by the right audience is by using what we call custom audience refinement. This is something which I absolutely love, because it literally allows you to supercharge your targeting strategy. And by custom audience refinement, I actually mean adding layers to your targeting, right? You say okay, yeah, let's assume that you're selling a fitness program to women over 25 that are looking to lose weight, or women over 40 that are looking 40 that are looking to lose weight, and maybe it's a high ticket coaching program that's like 5k. What you want to do here is you want to add at least three. When it comes to audience refinement, I like to think of at least three layers, where the first layer is going to be interest related to maybe to income level, net worth, job title, right? The second interest might be looking, might be the second layer might be related to interest linked to a to the interest linked to what you have to offer. Maybe they're into fitness, they're into wellness, they're into weight loss, right? So they have the financial capacity, but they also have the need for what I offer. And the third layer are going to mix to be like some interest that even more relevant to that specific target audience. It might be like some magazine that they follow, some influencers that they follow online, some magazine that they actually read, some podcasts that they listen to. So podcasts, magazine, influencer, even Facebook groups where they hang out. So when you layer those three things, it's actually allow you to supercharge and actually have make sure that your ad are seen by the right audience ever, that by the most aligned audience that you can possibly go for. I absolutely love doing this thing. And so the fourth way in which you can actually show your ads to the right opposite by using, so this kind of the contrary to excision targeting. So with excision targeting, we ask ourselves, okay, what interests do we know that our ideal client don't have? And how can we exclude those interests so that we don't actually show our ads to those low-level audience, those low-level prospects, those not low-level, but those like lower net worth prospects. But with high net worth interest targeting, you are doing the reverse. You're asking yourself, okay, what are some of the interests that are my ideal client, those high ticket premium level client, what are some of the interests that they can actually want to that they actually reflected in what they do? What are their behavior? What do they spend most of the time? What type of product do they purchase? So some example of high net worth interest are things like high-end brands, frequent traveler, if they're using the latest tech. They're into wealth creation, wealth management, investment, financial planning, all of those things. I say, oh, you know what? Maybe they have bought like luxury brand. Those are different things which allow you to say, you know what? If someone has all of these characteristics, guess what? The likelihood of them being, interested in what I have to offer, being a high-tech client is actually really high. So think of high net worth interest. I know in the past we used to have the ability to go and say, top 5%, or we could even say like we want horses that are earning anywhere from a certain income range. We were able to target on Facebook based on income range, which was absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, now it's no longer the case. Now you have like the really the broad thing, which works well if you're in the US. But if your target market is not in US, those income level, those income, those high net worth level that's on Facebook, like 10%, 25% might not work for you. So you need to think, okay, how do I actually make sure that I'm showing my ads to the high net worth individual, even though, they might not be included in those range, in terms of, net high net worth individuals. So and by you do those so by using high net worth interest targeting, right? So think of what item do they buy, where they hang out, what are some of their what's their lifestyle, right? So luxury cars as well, luxury watches, luxury vehicle. Right, those things are, frequent traveler, international traveler. Those are things that might allow you to pinpoint them and show them your ads more effectively. The fifth strategy is what we call sequential targeting. Now, sequential targeting is something that's not really common, doesn't really talk about really much, and it's basically a strategy which allow you to guide your potential prospect, your potential high ticket prospect, through a specific sales funnel that's designed to get them pumped, educated, and eager to work with you, right? So what we like to do for a client, we like to like really have an ad strategy that's designed to get someone from being a complete stranger to becoming a high ticket client. And the way in which we make that happen is by saying, okay, first we have this let's start by showing them some ads that are going to give them the right level of the right framework around what the client does and around what they can actually help them achieve. So we start with video views campaign. And then we target them by sending them to a video sales page that actually outline what the offer is about, what's going to do for them, and how they can benefit once they buy the offer, and what they should do next. And then we have the application form. We have then, they can schedule a call, or they can buy the high ticket offer. They can buy the high ticket after watching the video sales letter on the page. But we want to think of your ad as a series of indoctrination sequence that are designed to get your to give your prospect the right frame of mind, so that they're actually eager to actually work with you. I think it's Malcolm Gladwell in his book Blink, where he talks about the concept of priming, where you want to give a prospect a concept of decision making before you ask them to take any action. And so the way in which you give them that context is actually saying, you know what, I'm going to create some ads that are going to educate them and actually show them why I'm uniquely qualified to help them get from point A to point B in the most cost effective way. And we do so by using sequential targeting or sequential retargeting. And the fifth, the sixth one is what we call landing page experience optimization, right? Landing page optimization is one, again, if you're selling a high ticket product, your page has to feel like luxury. Your page, your sales page has to feel like, you know, high end brand. When someone lands on your page, they should be like, you know what? I know this thing is high ticket. I know this thing is premium because I can just feel the energy on the page. So your page has to really feel, your page has to, you know, load really fast. Because all those things into account, it has to load really fast. The quality of the picture has to be high quality as well. It has to be on top. It has to be top notch. And I actually invite you to go and look at any of your competition and look at how the page looks like. You're going to see a common trend where they have like highly optimized pages. They have pages that actually look clean. They're professionally designed. They are sleek. They are beautiful. And so your page has to look the same if you want to attract high ticket clients. Because guess what? High ticket selling and high ticket service is not really about what you're selling. It's about the experience that your client are having even before they buy from you. So the better that experience is going to be, the more likely they are to become client of yours. And so think of, okay, is my landing page copy, design, and user experience really aligned with the premium proposition that I want to have in my market? How does my brand color, my flow, my offerings, my offer, how do they flow? Are they congruent with what I'm trying to sell? That's really important. And the seventh thing is what we call retargeting. We want to have what we call a multi-channel retargeting, where they can actually see you on Facebook, then they see you on IG, then they see you on YouTube. Because when you have retargeting, you actually stay top of mind in front of your prospect mind, which is the goal, that have shown interest in your offer. And you use actually sequential ads that we've talked in the past to deliver a series of messages that are gradually building trust, highlighting your USP, your unique selling proposition, and nurturing them through a process of decision-making. Nurturing them through a process where they can feel like, you know what, I actually want to dive deeper. I actually want to work with her. Because if you just expect someone to see your ads the first time and go ahead and buy, man, it doesn't really work that way anymore. That worked in 2012, right? But in 2023, it doesn't work that way anymore. So you need to fall in love with the process of being, you know, targeting them, showing them your ads, because attention span is at all time low. So if you want them to take an action, and most business owners actually tend to underestimate how many touch points are required to get someone from being a stranger to becoming a client. That's why they always complain about, you know, I've run out of, nothing happened. Have you run any retargeting ad by any chance? They're like, not really. I'm like, hey, there you go. Because it takes on average anywhere from 12 to 18 times for someone to see your ads before they go ahead and purchase. So if you just think you're going to run, you know, couple of images to a basic landing page and get them to buy, not happening for 2023. Or even getting them to sign up, even nowadays, even if you're selling a free offer, you still want to sell them on that free offer. So there's so much more I could cover, but I don't want to make this episode too long. Let me know if you have any question in the comment section. We are in a place where we are open to working with more clients. So if you're looking for help with your ad strategy, Facebook ad, Instagram ad, YouTube, TikTok ad, that's our bread and butter, reach out at hogganconsulting.co and we'll be more than happy to help you, support you in getting the best result from your ad strategy. That's what we do all day, every day. We work primarily with coaches, consultants, service providers selling a high ticket product. So that's what we do all day, every day, literally helping them add an extra six figure or more per month in their bottom line. So if that's you, if you need support in that area, feel free to reach out. I'll be more than happy to support you, me or the team. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We are now available on the podcast as well at the Scaling Season Podcast on all platforms, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. And so I'd love for you to check it out. If you're listening to this, we are also on YouTube. So thank you so much for tuning in and for watching. I hope you got value from this podcast. And I will see you for this episode. I will see you on the next one. And so then I wish you a lovely day. Keep crushing it. Keep grinding it out. Keep making a massive impact. You do you. Bye-bye.